Blog Talk Radio.
And the Spirit of the Lord declares that I am the God who hovered over the earth. I am the God who hovered over the face of the deep. I am the God who hovered over a place that was void and empty. And it was the Spirit of the Lord that have broken out, that have covered the earth, that have spoken, declared things, and spoke things into existence, and there it was. I am the God who did not forsake the covenant that I made with the earth before the foundation of the earth. I am God, Yahweh. I am the God that hovers over the nations, and even as I hovered over the earth in the beginning, I am hovering over the nations even now. But it is I who have declared that after you receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power to witness throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. And I have anointed you prophet and apostle and teacher and evangelist to be witnesses throughout the uttermost parts of the earth. So I say unto you today to arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So I declare unto you today to speak, to prophesy,
to Kingdom Talk. I'm your host, Pastor Tyquasia Gauze, and on tonight we're talking about who are we blaming. And this is a talk we need to have just overall with God's people, discussing like where do we place the blame, you know, because I hear a lot of people that are saved and those that are not tend to place the blame for a lot of situations, a lot of problems, whatever it may be, on God. And the reason why I wanted to discuss it tonight, because this is something that we do sometimes without even knowing, you know, when things just don't seem to go our way. You know, for example, like if you're in a car and you got to swerve, you know, to avoid hitting another car on the highway. Somehow we always make it the other driver's fault, right? We say they pulled in front of us, they sped up too quick, you know, but we never say that it's our fault. We never take accountability or responsibility, you know, for a thing that's happening. We always make excuses, you know. We misplace that blame without even knowing. And in the Bible, this has happened. When Eve bit the apple and then brought it to Adam to eat, what did Adam say? Adam told God, the woman that you made for me gave me this apple. The woman who you gave me, she gave me the fruit, and I ate it. So even then, he was placing the blame on Eve as well as God, telling God that, you know, you made her. But if the blame wasn't meant for him and the responsibility wasn't meant for him, then why did God allow him to partake in the punishment and the chastisement? You know, why did God make them both responsible? Why did God blame both of them for the sin taking place? Because after the sin, they was hiding. You know, they was hiding from God when God confronted them, asking, why? Why, Adam? Because that's who he was talking to. Times in our life that we blame our problems or our injustices done to us on God. And a lot of people are angry with God because of the pain that they've experienced. But God is not the source of the problem. The devil is. The devil is the one that we should be angry with, that we should be going after. If we're going to be angry with anyone, let it be the devil. And the only way to get the devil back for what he has done to us is to counteract all that nonsense that he did with good. Because Romans 12 and 21 says, do not be overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good, to do good. And don't allow yourself to place the blame on God, because the reason why we're not living in a perfect world and in God's, you know, perfect world without sin, without death, is because that sin opened the world to devastation and disaster. It wasn't God. It was the sin, because sin has a ripple effect and it creates consequences that affect us in this earthly world and in the spiritual. We will have earthly trouble. There is terrible consequences for sin. So before you even think to blame God for a crisis, for a situation, for a heartbreak, let's just take a step back and examine ourselves. You know, examine our own lives and be honest. Did we make the best choices that led up to this? Did we consult with God? Did we pray to God? Did we, you know, have our armor on to be able to discern what was God or not? You know, did we do all of that? We got to examine ourselves and our relationship with him before we say, oh, this was God. God did this to us. God made this calamity come, because that's not the truth. It was the enemy. And just like the Israelites in the wilderness, because I'm giving y'all facts. You know, this the word. It's not me. Even we started with Adam and Eve, right? And then the Israelites, when they was in the wilderness, they blamed Moses and God for their troubles. But the truth of the matter was that their problems was due to their own attitudes, their bad attitudes, their murmuring and complaining, and them not having patience, and them not waiting and standing still to see the salvation of the Lord. They wanted to fight the battles themselves. They wanted to go to other gods and be requesting for a quick answer when obviously the other gods wasn't even moving or doing anything for them. But that's another story for another day. But this is what they did, because they blame God. All this is happening. We in the wilderness. This is God's fault. You told Moses to bring us out here and die. You told Moses to do that. When all actuality, things was beginning to get worse because of the things they were doing, the murmuring, complaining, the bad attitudes, the, you know, running of the mouth, the being disrespectful, right? Towards God leader and towards God, running that mouth. You know how much trouble that can get you in? You know what place that can put you in, running your mouth against God's leaders, against God? Mainly not his leaders, but then against God? Are you crazy? That's like a clay in the potter's hand asking the potter, well, what are you making? Does that even make sense? It does not make sense, right? Because how is the clay going to ask the potter what it's making? And that's us with God. Oh, why are you doing that? Why did this happen? This is your fault. We talking to the creator like this. We talking to the master like this. We are just way out of pocket to be blaming God and then telling him that it's him who did this when he created us to live in a perfect world. He did. He created us to have, you know, the perfect life. But sin came in and it changed that. But that had nothing to do with God. That had nothing to do with God. But that's a real dangerous place when you place blame on God and then you begin to speak on God, you know, out of pocket, you know, out of your feelings, out of your emotions. Numbers 21, verse 4 through 5 read, and they journeyed from Mount Or by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom, and the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses. Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. Right. So we see there what happened. They was running out of mouth. And then what? The Lord sent fiery serpent. And they bit the people. And most of the people of Israel died. That's what the word said. Coming up against God, speaking against God, blaming God. And what happened? Then you got to get judged for that. You got to get disciplined for acting out and running your mouth. Then they had to go back to Moses, come to Moses and say, you know what? We have sinned. You know, repent. You know, we were speaking against God. We were speaking against you. Now, please pray to the Lord and ask him to take the serpents away. They had to take responsibility. They had to take accountability and repent and say that, yes, we did. We spoke against you. We spoke against God. And then ask Moses to go and pray on their behalf, right? So we don't want to find ourselves in that place where, you know, we got to deal with God giving us consequences. Because we placing the blame on him, because we not trusting him, because we can't wait and stand still, we don't want that. We don't want that because it's not God that is doing these things. And to be honest with you, it's very funny, right? It's very puzzling how nobody really acknowledges God, you know, like, 99% of the time, to most people, there is no God, right? They just living their life. They doing whatever they want. You know, it's whatever. But as soon as some type of tragedy come or something bad happen or they lose a loved one, then magically, oh, it's God's fault. Like, wait, you lived your life 99% of the time not even acknowledging that there is a God. You don't reverence him. You're not praying to him. You're not seeking him. But as soon as something bad happened, oh, why would God do this? Why would God take my favorite auntie? Why would God kill my great grandma that make the best apple pie? It's like, that's insulting to our creator. That's insulting. Who already gave us everything we need, who always is there for us, who's always in our corner, who say he will never leave us nor forsake us, and then here we are blaming him when things don't go our way, and this is the only time that we acknowledge him for something negative. This is the only time we even say that there is a God, that he is real when something bad happens. That's an insult. That's a slap in the face, because was he not real when you came out of your mother's womb? Was he not real when you were sick and he, you know, revived you? Was he not real when you were supposed to get evicted but you didn't? Was he not yet real in those times, in those good times, in those times where you knew you should have been flat on your face, but God? So we don't want to insult God. We don't want to disrespect God. That's disrespectful. That's why we got to get saved, you know, and delivered and turn our hearts to him so that we can know him. Because anybody who knows him, once you're converted into a believer, you know that everything is working in your favor, you know. And all things work for the good of those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, living according to his purpose. It's going to work out. When you have a right relationship with him, it don't exempt us from suffering. It don't exempt us from heartache. It don't exempt us from backbiting or people lying on us or scandalizing our name. It don't make us exempt from that. All it does, when suffering comes, it allows us to trust our God and to run to him in comfort. That's the difference. See, we as Christians are going through just as well as the non-believers, but we go to God. You know, we're running to him. We're trusting in him. We're standing on his promises. So that's why we are able to still be sustained in the midst of the trials and tribulations, and in the midst of, you know, when a loved one passed, and in the midst of financial difficulty, we still make it because we are trusting God. We're not blaming God. We're believing in him. We knowing that, okay, yeah, something went wrong somewhere, God, but I'm not blaming you. We're going to God saying, God, show me what I have to do. Show me what I did wrong, God. Reveal to me what is happening. We want to get an understanding more so than blaming him. You know, we have assurance that nothing can harm us, that God didn't allow, you know, for our good. Because everything that happened to us that's bad is not always unto death. It's not the end of a thing. Sometimes he allowed those difficult things. He allowed that suffering, you know, so we can learn, so we can mature, so we can grow. It's not in vain. It's not going to be wasted, because he's using that to transform us. He's using that for ministry, for his glory. All those situations and difficulties is coming to strengthen us. And we can't have none of that without pain. And people don't want to hear that. And that's where God gets the blame, because when they think of God, they think of all things perfect, and which is true because he is perfect, but we are not. We are striving for perfection. So therefore, that means when we have fell short, you know, and we made those bad decisions, bad choices, and we chose to sin and get out of the will of God, that's when we're able to get hit with certain things, and we don't understand how it happened, why it happened. It was because, well, in those times, you know, when we wasn't in the will of God, we wasn't covered. We was able to be touched. We was not covered. We wasn't in God's will, in his safety. Like, yeah, he was having mercy and grace upon us, but we wasn't in his perfect will, which means the enemy was being a open door. He was allowed to come in. He was allowed to come in. But in God, we're not blaming him. We're gonna give God thanks, you know, for everything that he's done and everything that he's doing. You know, the believers are going to give thanks in every situation. We're going to give him praise. We're going to give him worship. We know that God can intervene in any situation, any tragedy, anything. Because even in Job, even in the book of Job, right, his wife told him to curse God and die. But Job did not blame God. And he has such a overwhelming amount of loss. But Job said, though he slay me, yet will I hope in him. Even though things were going wrong and he was losing everything around him, he said, even though you slay me, I'll trust you. And that's what God is looking for. God honored Job's response. And what happened? God blessed him mightily after he passed the test. God gave him double for his trouble. And what you think God want to do for us? The same? God wants us well with a greater understanding, with deeper devotion to him. He wants us to have the eternal reward, which is being heaven bound, being able to live with him. Trust that God knows what he's doing. Don't misplace your blame. You know, the blame is always on the enemy, but it's always predicated upon what God allows. It's always on what God allows. The enemy can't do nothing without God's permission. And God is saying to his people, it's time to stop running. It's time to confront things head on. It's time to take accountability. It's time to be responsible for the decisions that we've made. You know, stand still. Be silent. Stop running your mouth. If you don't understand, then just be quiet and see the salvation of the Lord. Just wait, because he will fight the battles for us. But we got to confront them with him by our side. We thinking that because, I went through these things as a child, you know, I can't wait to get up out of my mama house and I'm going to just go and think that what those problems is going to leave. You think, you're running away. If the battle is in the spiritual, if you don't get delivered and you don't fight spiritual warfare with God by your side, these things will come with you. They're not leaving your side. They're not leaving you. You're not leaving the problem behind. Those things become etched in your soul. You need a deliverance. You need a healing. And you cannot run from it. That dysfunction will follow you. Then you're going to make the excuses and blame everybody for everything that's going on in your life, for the dysfunction and the chaos and the ungodly behavior, instead of facing it head on and saying, God, what is in me, you know, that's not like you? What is in me and the choices that I made that allowed sin in to where these things are now happening? There's no way to run from it. You have to face it. You have to face the enemy in your life. We have to face, you know, the spirits that we've allowed in ourselves. We can't use our past as an excuse for bad behavior. We can't use our past as an excuse that we can't have no healthy relationships. Oh, I'm just like this. It is what it is. I've been like this since I was a kid. No, it's time out. We got to face the past and deal with it in a godly way. Yes, painful things happen to us. Yes, unjust things happen to us. But we still got to take responsibility and change our attitude and our actions as we move forward, you know, as we come into adulthood. Because how long are you going to use that thing that happened 30, 40 years ago as a crutch to why you got a nasty attitude? How long are you going to use that situation that happened to you as to why you're not going to church? How long are you going to use that thing as an excuse as to why, you know, you hate men or you hate women? No, That means it's a deliverance that needs to take place. It's a healing that needs to take place. There's some accountability that needs to take place. You got to face it head on. You got to be honest with God and vulnerable with God and say, yes, it was me, God. It was me who did it. It was me who said that. It was me, you know, who put my hands on that thing. It was me who did what you said don't do. I disobeyed you, God. It was me. That's when deliverance can happen. Because even though the truth hurts, that's the only thing that could set us free. Said the truth shall set us free. Only the truth. So we may not like it and it may be uncomfortable, but that's what's going to free us, the truth. And that's when deliverance comes. When we learn to stand still and stop running and confront the problems that we like to avoid because we don't like it. Oh, I don't want to deal with this person. I don't want to deal with this church. I don't want to deal with such and such. And God is saying, no, you need to deal with that head on. You need to deal with that. I don't care if you like it or not. It ain't about what you like. It's about what God says. We got to open our hearts up to God and tell God, listen, whatever you need to do in order to set me free, God, just do it. Just do it. God, I don't place the blame on you, God. It ain't you who did it, God. It's time for us to take accountability and start being obedient. Because God wants us to enjoy our life. He wants us to have a good life. He wants us to have to be happy and, you know, and have life more abundantly here. Yeah, we're going to have that when we get to heaven, but he wants us to have it here. Why we think we got to wait for that? Why we think we can't be rewarded here and have a good life and a peaceful life here? Yeah, he wants that for us here now. And we can have that through obedience, through, you know, changing our ways and being delivered and being healed so that we can move forward in the things of God. Because all that sin does and all these things, it just holds us back. That's all it does. It holds us back from what God really has for us. It just holds us back. That's all. But he wants us to really, he desires for us to really enjoy our life, you know, and get closer to him and really stand still. And face the difficulties, you know, face that thing that you don't want to talk about, you know, those deep things that happened in your past. We got to face that thing. We cannot run from it. We can't keep digging a hole deeper and deep to put it in there. No, because once you say yes to God anyway, and you pray, God, you know, heal me, deliver me, he's going to start digging that stuff up regardless. All that stuff got to come to the surface anyway. God going to uproot it. God going to unpluck it. He's going to do that thing. But we don't want to be a hindrance to our own deliverance, to our own healing. We got to let God have his way, and we got to take accountability for, yes, that happened, but that cannot be an excuse to why we have bad attitudes or because we treat people a certain way or because, you know, we act this way because X, Y, and Z happened. That's not an excuse. That's not an excuse to put the blame on God. Oh, well, this happened to me because of God, and God allowed this bad stuff to happen to me. No, it's not God's fault. It's people's fault. It's the devil's fault because the devil is in some people that do bad things to us. You know, they're listening to what the devil told them to do. They're being used by the devil the same way people, some people are being used by God. Some people are being used by Satan. And that's what happened. And some of us may have gotten violated or was in abusive relationships or, you know, just went through some hardships that some were in our control and some was out of it. But God is saying unto them, yes, it happened, and he's not taken from that because God knows and sees all things, but he wants us to take accountability. It can't be 20, 30 years later and we still in that same place. We're still saying because X, Y, and Z happened that we're this way when God is saying, okay, that happened, but what are you doing today to make your life different? You know, are you surrendering all to me? Are you building a relationship with me? Or are you only acknowledging me when something bad happens? Oh, God, why you let this happen? God, you going to let me die? You know, I'm sick with this disease. No. God is looking for us to get in these hard, tough situations and run to him and build a stronger relationship with him and commune with him more and pray to him more and get more of an understanding. This is why certain things God allowed to happen, because if our life was peaches and cream, we would never know that we need God. We would never go to God. If our life was purely excellent, we wouldn't. And that's sometimes what happens, where things get so good and we forget God. We not praying no more. We not fasting no more. We not worshiping no more because we not in trouble. But when we in trouble, it's like, oh, I got to get serious. I got to fast. I got to pray. I got to go up in warfare. We going hard. Why? Because the enemy on our tail and things is happening. It's going crazy. But can we keep the same energy when God bless our socks off? Can we keep the same energy when it's all peace and love in our marriage? Can we keep the same energy when the kids is getting all A's in school and everything is going good? I ain't have to yell at them for a whole 6 months. Nobody's getting in trouble. Could we still praise God with the same momentum, with the same fire, if nothing wasn't happening bad? And that's what God, that's just all God wants, you know, in season, out of season, good, bad, ugly. He just wants us to consult him with everything in our life, bring it to him, talk to him, ask him, you know, and if it is all going good, praise be to the Lord for that. We want that. But you still better be praying. You still better be on point. Still better be covering. Because you still better keep your eyes on the enemy. Because trust, he's coming. So that's why God wants us to know. We don't have to deal with these difficulties or these hardships or none of this alone. You know, we are God's children. He's here to guide us, you know, restore us and heal us and be with us every step of the way. But don't blame God. Don't take your eyes off the enemy and what he's trying to do. Because even though those situations happen, know that it's for something bigger. It's not even for the time that you thought. It was really even connected to your future and your bloodline. You know, once you had a situation when you was younger, that was for to last with you for the rest of your life. You know, so that you hate men forever, or so that you were so hurt by the church, you don't never go again. And then you don't raise your children in church. You know, it's bigger than what we think. You know, that's why we always reference it back to the enemy, because his plan is always to kill, steal, and destroy. Know that it's not as little as you think it is. Like, oh, he just want me to be, you know, angry towards, you know, my uncle that violated me. It's bigger than that. He want to destroy your whole bloodline. He want to release a spirit of incest on your whole bloodline. That, you know, it's bigger than what we think. So that's why we're in this with God, because we know that the enemy, you know, is coming to destroy families and bloodlines and generations, and that's why God is starting with us, you know, to deal with these issues and not place the blame on God, but go and examine ourselves and see some of the things that we've done, the choices that we've made, as I said before, the things that we touched, the people that we put our mouths on, you know, examine everything that we've done, you know, and go back to God and repent, you know, and ask for deliverance, you know, ask for healing, you know, renounce those things that you said. Break those covenants that we've made that was not like God. Because a lot of it we dealing with the repercussions of sin. We think that once we get saved, we done with that. Oh, it's over. I repented. I'm saved. Now, some of the repercussions we live with for the rest of our life. Some of them repercussions don't go nowhere. We just covered now in the blood. We just, you know, protected. God won't let nothing consume us or overtake us, but we got to deal with it for the rest of our lives. It's not just going to go away. It's not going to just disappear. That's not how it works. Some of it, we going to have to walk that thing out. Just God going to be with us, but we going to have to deal with that because we made that decision. You know the saying, you make your bed, you got to lie in it. So just don't place the blame on God. We could be set free and we could be made stronger because of everything that we've been through. God can take the worst things in our lives and make it our greatest blessing. Remember, there's nothing impossible for our God. He is able. He wants to really heal our souls, you know, and take our brokenness and make us whole again. That's what God wants to do. He wants to make us whole again so that we're not blaming, you know, what happened to us in our past from keeping us stagnated. God wants us to move forward. He wants us to excel above and beyond. He wants us to have life and life more abundantly. He wants us to experience his peace and his joy and his agape love. He really desires that for us. But we have to allow him to do it, and we have to take accountability for the choices that we make and don't blame God. And sometimes don't even blame the enemy because sometimes it's just us. You know, we did things that we know we shouldn't have done, that God told us not to do. Take accountability for our own lives. Let's take responsibility for the decisions that we've made and bring it to God and go to God, and he'll be right by our side and help us to get all cleaned up. He'll wash us in the blood and make us white as snow again. There's nothing too bad that God can't deal with. God can fix it all. But he needs us to know that the battle belongs to him. And he needs us to know that this is a part of our journey to gain freedom from bondage. That's what this is all about, being free from bondage. Not running away from our problems, but facing it head on with the power of God, with the strength of God, because God is walking with us. And we are continuously learning and growing and changing in God. And that's all he wants, to know, you know, where these situations came from, to know it's not us, you know, to know that some of this is from our childhood, you know, stuff that we have to be delivered from, like we have to. It cannot stay with us, you know. It's been with us for generations and generations, and it's been hindering us from moving forward in God, and God don't want that. God wants us to move forward. God wants us to have the best. That's what he desires for us. He loves us. And he just wants us to stop misplacing the blame, placing the blame. Stop being angry with God. Repent. Apologize to your maker. And ask him to help you to see, you know, where did this come from, the root of the problem? God, help me to be delivered from this thing. Don't be like the Israelites. Don't blame the leader. Don't blame God. Because you got impatient and started putting your hands on stuff, praying to different gods and murmuring and complaining and running that mouth. No, just trust God. Just wait on God. You know, work while you wait. Pray while you wait. Fast while you wait. Worship while you wait. And just wait on God. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. After you've done all you can, just stand. Ask God to give you an understanding. You know, go to God. Don't blame God. Just draw closer to God, and he will give you the answers that you desire. And I thank you guys for tuning in to Kingdom Talk, and thank you for listening in on tonight. Again, I'm your host, Pastor Tagweja Gauze. Know that God loves you, and so do I. He wants to deliver us and set us free from the plans of the enemy. He wants to make us new creatures in Christ. He wants us to be made new so that old things can pass away. I love you with the love of God. You guys have a blessed night.